Well, David, today I got a few things to address, and so I want everybody to be listening. First of all, I'm going to address the fact of Larry Zbyszko and Baby Doll and tell the world out there throughout this country that Dusty Rhodes has never, ever done anything wrong to tarnish the name of the American Dream. If you have documents, if you have photos, if you have clues and evidence, if you will, to say that Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, has ever stepped over the bounds, if you will, then, Baby Doll, prove it. And Larry Zbyszko, if you want the United States Heavyweight title, you have to come get it. Secondly, now, the Road Warriors, my brother Animal, come out here and talk in a different tone and got right down in your living room and told you what's going to happen to the Powers of Pain. So Powers of Pain, you better take that to the bank, because when Animal said and Hawk said, then it's a true fact. And then Ric Flair come out here knocking my public. He come out here and he be talking about the way people look, the way they are, and he's over here and he said, well, Ric Flair, you know what? I'm not a normal looking athlete myself. You know what I'm talking about? I've been in the dens of lions. It's a privilege and an honor to walk out with Ole Anderson, Lex Luger, and the Omni tomorrow night, because I'm not a put inside either. You know what I'm talking about? When you knock them, you're knocking me. And let me tell you something, Daddy. I can buy and sell you, Ric Flair. And that's the bottom line. And the other bottom line is, in this wrestling world, I am 3 times World Heavyweight Wrestling Champion. That's the bottom line. And the other bottom line is, I am the current bull of the woods, if you will. And that makes me the baddest of them all. So, J.J. Dillon, you say you're going to listen to Ole Anderson, Lex Luger, and Dusty Rhodes and look at us close, because you don't know what's going to happen. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Total destruction is going to happen tomorrow night in the Omni. And anybody that don't believe that, they better be coming, like it is going to be for the weak of heart. The weak of heart, if you will. So now I want to say something to my sister in Houston, Texas. Because Ric Flair, my sister, is 6'2 and weighs 280 pounds. And if you're speaking of fat women, you're talking about my sister. And she'll come out here and clean your clock. You know what I'm talking about? And turn around and say, man, that was awful good, but it wasn't long enough. You know what I'm talking about, Ric Flair? To be a man, you got to beat the man. Dusty Rhodes is the man. He is the tower of power. He is too sweet to be sour. He is the rap master. There is no other. There is no equal. The man that built the Omni is Dusty Rhodes. Ole Anderson, Lex Luger, tomorrow night, let's get funky like a monkey, baby.
There's no more to say. We'll be back right
Turnbuckle
after this.
Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Recorded in front of a live studio audience.
This is Tama Tonga.
Tonga Law.
And Hikuleo.
The Bullet Club. And you are listening to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Raya and the Pain in the Ass Choppy on the Rant EM Radio. And that's just too sweet.
All right, Jim, we're right here with Al Perez, Ronnie Garvin, Gary Hart. Gary, a couple of questions I got for you. Do you think that Dusty Rhodes is going to take it lying down, that he's not going to...
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Ooh, yeah!
Episode 309.
Fuck your 309.
June the 14th.
Yes.
2019. We are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Fucking up the audio, if you will.
No.
I am, for the last 7 years, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Rea, and I am joined by...
the cleanly shaven...
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
The R-A-Y-cyst.
R-A-Y-cyst.
The man with the voice that's so melodic that you keep on tuning in every week. Choppy.
This guy's a fucking move.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, man. Live on Rant, EM Radio, Rant and Tamp Media. And what are we part of, Chop?
Shining Wizards Network.
Doing flips and shit. That's all right.
Well, thank you very much, Shaylin, and a happy Father's Day to your father.
Hey, big boy. Big boy.
So, thank you to everybody. Thank you, Shaylin. Thank you. I actually got to see Mikey yesterday. It was his birthday. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Shining Wizards Tony. I found the shirt I was actually putting laundry away in. I mean, I know I moved to my apartment 6 months ago, but there still should have even unpacked yet. I was going through shirts, and I'm like, holy shit, I got my Captain Lou shirt. They re-released this like 10 years ago.
Okay.
This is from 84, the original. I had the original. I got it from the garden. But this is they re-released this like in 08.
Mm.
Yeah, 09, one of them.
I was going through my laundry, I found my Rocko's Modern Life t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, you're a 90s kid. All those shows came out in the early 90s.
You like Rocko's Modern Life?
I don't dislike it, I just didn't watch any of those shows.
That shit was ahead of its time, I tell you. It was not for fucking kids.
No.
You know what was his job? Rocko's job was?
No.
He was one of those sex calling hotlines.
I'd come closer to tipping it to a Jezebel down on the street.
Oh, man. Kim. Cream?
Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to everybody, man. Yeah, so like I said, I saw Mikey yesterday. It was his birthday. 12 years old, my son is. I hardly get to see him. So when I saw him yesterday, they had cake at his dad's house. His dad invited me over for cake.
One more year.
He is such a good kid, man. The only good thing, not the only good thing, but the best thing I've done in the last decade is help raise that kid and start this podcast.
He's a good boy.
Yeah. He really is a good kid. You know, he very articulate, does drama, does dance, loves wrestling. He's a mark. He's just like us, you know, except we don't dance like he does.
But he's a smart mark.
He is a smart mark because he hangs out with Phil and Uncle Choppy. But, yeah, man, he's a gamer, so I got him an external hard drive for his PlayStation.
Mm.
So like as soon as he opened it, he ran and plugged it in.
Of course he did.
Put two games on it. I'm like, you got 48 more to go.
Oh, I forgot to tell you.
What?
You know how much they're selling fucking 2K19 NBA? $3 on the eShop on the Switch.
$3?
Yes, because it's E3 month.
Oh, I'll go buy that tonight,
dude.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah,
get that shit.
My man Justin from Inconclusive.
Justin, what's up, dude?
Saw a picture of Justin on the interwebs rocking a fresh Tommaso Ciampa t-shirt.
You want to know why?
Because Tommaso Ciampa. Well, Justin's a shit, but...
There you go.
Yeah.
That's why. Exactly why.
Inconclusive every Sunday on the Shining Wizards Network.
See. FY,
cheap plug. Hit the bell. So, yeah, man. So, it's been an interesting week. Yeah. I've been working the early shift.
That's good.
Yeah, filling in for the sick personnel. We have Orc.
So, that you know what that means, right? You've been watching a lot of wrestling today.
I didn't watch a lot of wrestling this week.
Wow.
I was so wrapped up in hockey and basketball and the Mets.
Congratulations to St. Louis for winning.
Yeah, the Blues beat the Bruins. I know a lot of fucking anti-Boston fans on the interwebs. St. Louis, only been in existence as long as the Mets, maybe. The 50-something years. They won the Stanley Cup. They were in last place in January.
And then look what happened.
Last place in January, had a rookie goalie and an interim coach.
God bless them.
Good for them.
That's the type of stories I like to hear. Last place, and then you win the Stanley Cup. Good for them.
You know, I know people who don't watch hockey and basketball until April. They purposely just watch the playoffs. And it's amazing. Because even how
as bad as basketball has been the last decade or two, nothing beats the playoffs. Nothing. And
congratulations to the Raptors.
To the Raptors last night, winning it.
First NBA title.
Yeah. Listen, game comes full circle. The game was invented in Toronto by a Canadian. They have a Canadian team. Everybody's like, oh, look at that. They won one championship before a hockey team did it in 25 years. True. But the Canadians won 24 Stanley Cups. So let's not, and I think the Maple Leafs are in double digits too in Stanley Cups. So let's not get that twisted. And the Blue Jays have won a couple of championships in the 90s. So Toronto's a pretty happening town. Montreal happening town. Canada's got some good stuff going on. They have a great team. They're young. Kawhi Leonard put them over the top. He's probably, to me, next to that kid from the Greek Freak from Milwaukee, the best player in the game. He's a throwback, Kawhi Leonard. He plays defense. He plays offense.
You see that meme that popped up online? Where it says that Lin got an NBA title before
Carmelo? Yeah. No, Tony, the Mets are not in last place. Thank you. They've been falling apart. They should be, but they're only four games out of a wild card.
They're great.
Yeah. And the Knicks haven't won. Knicks never won a championship. Knicks won 70 was the last one they won. 70 or 73.
And they still have a diehard fan base.
Yeah. And the last time they went to the finals was in 2000.
Yes.
When my dad called.
And before that was 94.
94, correct. My dad called Patrick Ewing the missing link. Not Dewey Robinson missing link.
Well, you know, to
my dad's credit.
To your dad's credit. Patrick Ewing looks like a fucking Neanderthal.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I've been wrapped up in sports this whole week. I've been really excited about that. And, my strat team is terrible, so I've been trying to. I'm imploding the team. Whoa. I've only won 3 games in the last 3 months.
Oof.
So I'm going to break the team up and just, you know, trade for like draft picks and shit, like a general manager would do. I'm going to break them up like they did the Cavaliers every year before LeBron came. Or when the Marlins would win a World Series and fucking let everybody go after that, you know?
Of course.
So I'm going to play the scumbag general manager of my strat league.
Good job.
But yeah, man, it's been a long week. It's, work is getting interesting.
It has been a long week, hasn't it?
You are close to home for the second time this year.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah, you're working on the North Shore.
Working at Danino's.
15 minutes from home.
Well, when I went to Danino's, it was like 5 minutes from home.
Yeah.
Because I could literally just hop on the MLK Expressway.
It's 4:40.
And I'm there within in a hot minute. Ewing was a human boxer. Yeah, you can say that.
Speaking of the 440, I found the new we found the new Walmart. That one in Old Bridge is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's dope, right?
I love the one in Old Bridge. I went there last week.
Better than Woodbridge. Woodbridge is like
definitely better than Woodbridge. Oh, definitely God. Better than Bayonne.
I like Bayonne a lot.
I do, except you can't go the first of the month.
Yeah, if you go the first of the month, you get people from Jersey City, Newark. Yeah. Fucking everybody with their first of the month food stamps.
Wake up. Fire Sale Strat League. Yep. That's gonna be me, Justin. Me and two other players, like, we're just, I don't want to give up. I'm not one of those guys that give up. I lost 80% of my games three runs or under. 80% of my games this year, 3 runs or under, I lose my games.
Damn.
So either it's bad dice, bad managing, or both. You know, I'm not. And, like, real experts that are in my league, like, real guys have been playing for, like, 30, 40 years, like, you know, you're not making many mistakes. It's just the fucking luck of the dice. I'm like, my dice can't be that bad. I have a whole bag full of dice. I keep swapping them up. I don't know what the fuck it is.
It just happens sometimes.
Woodbridge does have Chick-fil-A's, and Woodbridge has fucking, what's that supermarket I like?
Wegmans.
Yeah, and Wegmans has their own fucking liquor store for hooch. Yeah. So, yeah, so we, you know. But that Old Bridge has a fucking Stewart's in it, and a pretzel factory, and you can't front with that, man.
I love the juice.
Yeah, the what?
The juice.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, God.
What?
I don't know.
Wegmans, isn't that Jewish?
I don't think so, dude. Maybe. I thought it was German.
I thought it was anything with a man after. I thought it was Jewish.
Will you stop?
The Jews are running the supermarkets.
What?
That's terrible. Anyways.
Fuck Red Robin. That place is terrible.
Red Robin's okay.
Red Robin sucks. Their service sucks, and their burgers aren't that good over there.
Red Robin, yuck.
Yuck. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You like this hat?
That's right.
Hey, big boy!
Hey, big boy!
Hey, big boy! Big boy!
Yeah, man. Where's my cousin tonight?
Anybody seen Richie?
Yeah, where's Richie?
Anybody seen Richie? This guy's a fucking moot.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeez, it's foul language.
Anyway, what else is going on? I did watch wrestling this week. I saw Dominion. We'll talk about that in a few minutes, though. New Japan.
That's a lot of NXT.
And I watched a ton. Today, I made up for it. I did, besides laundry, I did nothing today. Me and Augie watched fucking wrestling all day. I watched NXT. I watched NXT UK. I watched Table for Three. I watched the pay-per-view for tonight's throwback.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched two episodes of NWA 89 from June and July.
I noticed that, too, that you were watching NWA shit. Good for you.
Well, speaking of NWA, Matt Squires, how you doing, buddy? Intelligent Jew businessman. Red Robin is shit. Come for shit burgers. Stay for the bottomless shit fries. Matt, how you feeling, buddy? Hope everything's good. Matt had a little bit of a medical thing going on, so we hope he's feeling better. I know a couple weeks ago I spoke to him.
Get well, buddy.
Yeah, so we're going to announce the anniversary show next week. And we're going to announce the date. And we got a couple of guests coming on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. We'll be doing it from Studio C.
That's right.
Hopefully you'll have a better camera by then.
You know what Studio C stands for?
Cunt lips.
There you go.
Okay, terrific.
You sick freak!
Oh, boy.
Oh, the new Matt's got a new house he's remodeling.
Good for you, buddy.
You know what's dope, though? Like, he doesn't have to pay anybody to do that. Like, he could do that. Like my dad would do the same thing. My dad would, like, hey, my friend's buying a house. Okay, dad. So I'm going to remodel it. Okay, dad.
I would like to remodel, but here's my issue. The shit that I do is temporary. It's not permanent.
Right.
So I can't remodel a house.
Choppy puts up foam walls instead of drywall.
Yeah. So here's a funny story. So we're at the local pizzeria over here in Staten Island called Danino's, which is one of the top establishments here in Staten Island.
One of the great, probably, and this is no joke, I'm not saying that because I live out here, one of the best pizzas in the five boroughs.
I agree.
Matter of fact, Tony's had Danino's when he came to the Decadome.
There you go.
We've had Danino's before.
So
anyway.
I went there with the wifey.
The wifey.
Because it was our anniversary on Tuesday. And she's the one who was like, let's go to Danino's. I'm like, okay, I was only there this morning, but okay.
That was a fun wedding, by the way.
Oh, boy. That was an interesting wedding.
Well, I don't know what was funnier. Rage being rage, me and Rob getting shit-faced, or your wife yelling at the fucking DJ on the dance floor.
Because he's in a mook. He was a mook. He was playing Christmas music.
I know. Finish your story.
So, we're at Danino's, and before we go to Danino's, I started off my work day at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because the guy wanted to open a business, the owner, which is he's a former FDNY guy. And he retired, but he's still very young. I think he's like in his 40s. Anyways, we're there. We're putting up these fake foam walls that look like fucking. You know what, Matt? You're absolutely right.
Choppy's remodeling kit says Lego.
Yep, I couldn't agree more. So we're there. We're putting up these foam walls with like a print of like bricks on it.
Yeah.
And then the painters go over there and they're doing they make it look like actual bricks, whatever. So I go there at night. And now the locals that go to that place almost every single day, they're like, what the fuck? What happened to all the fucking paintings and the pictures? You know, there comes my fucking, there comes the accent out all of a sudden because I was trying to imitate the people there. So, fucking Staten Italy, fuck them.
Fuck it.
So,
fuck it.
I'm like, so I kind of like raise my hand. I'm like, people. It's my fault. They're like, it's your fucking fault? I'm like, yes, it is my fucking fault. You want to know why? They're like, why? What are you doing? We're filming a movie. You're going to be filming a movie here in Danino's? I'm like, yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great, he says.
And so they're like, it looks good so far. I'm like, well, that's what I'm here for. So, they're like, we're going to shoot a movie here Monday. It's going to be back. It's going to go back to the way it was with your shitty pictures on your walls. Don't you worry about it. It's going to be great.
He goes, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about it.
Everything over here is temporary. And of course, the old people, you know how the old fucking codgers are.
Fuck them pieces of garbage.
Yeah, tell them to go on fucking dialysis and shut the fuck up.
Go on dialysis.
You're a jackal. That's what I think of you.
Look at your kidneys cleaned, you fucking geriatric nightmare.
Fucking geriatric. I hate Jerry.
Fuck it.
Jerry pisses me off.
Jerry pisses me off.
Not Lawler, the geriatrics.
The geriatrics. Fucking funny.
You know what, Chilean? It is one fine establishment. I would say so. I had a vodka pie that night. It was pretty good.
You like this foam?
You better like this foam.
You like this hat?
Sure do.
You better like this hat. That's no lie.
If I could take pictures of it, I will gladly share it with you, Maddie. It looks fucking legit. It really does.
Give their hat to a lady.
Oh.
What?
Did you see that gem of an arcade I took a picture of?
Yeah, that Pac-Man cabinet was, at Danino's?
It was Frogger, Pac-Man, and Galaga.
Galaga. I have Galaga for Xbox.
Would you believe they didn't want to use the fucking the Pac-Man one?
Why?
They're like, oh, it's too old. We want something more new. So they get rid of one of the greatest fucking games ever made, and they exchange it for NBA Jam.
He's on fire.
Well, I'm like,
is it the shoes?
But that's a 20-year-old game. What's the difference?
He's on. Speaking of 20 years, 25 years ago today.
See,
the New York Rangers won Lord Stanley's Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Well, you're a Devils fan, right?
No, I'm not. Oh, Anthony.
Cuz bros in the building.
What's up?
Yay, yay.
What's up?
What's up, cousin?
Takeover crew in the house.
Yeah, speaking of takeover crew, cuz bro Jamie's upset he couldn't score all out tickets. He's like, I want to go back to Chicago. I'm like, we're going to watch it on pay-per-view.
Why,
man.
So you go to the south side of Chicago and get lost over there?
We didn't get lost. We had to stay out there because of the traffic. It was fucking abysmal.
It's okay.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, we were going to the game today.
I'm sure your anus holes were so tight.
I got three of the arcade ones, UPS Watchers and Shirts before church time. I got Final Fight, Street Fighter, and Rampage.
Did you see the new cabinets that the arcade 1UP is releasing?
Which one?
Did you see the new arcade? They're coming out with Marvel Superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
And they're doing Ninja Turtles.
And these are the ones from Toys R Us, right? I mean, not Toys R Us.
From Walmart.
Yeah,
they cost like $300 a pop, but I don't need it.
Oh, God.
You want to know why?
Because you got emulator.
There you go.
I'm getting one, too.
Emulate your shit, people. You don't need to pay so much money for games.
Diversify your bonds.
Spare checker.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
So
it's I saw X-Men. It was all right.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it was all right.
Meh.
Like,
again, I can't see another Dark Phoenix movie. I just cannot. It just
okay. It is what it is. I mean, it's the last one of that brand. So I mean, at least Marvel. Hopefully, like you said, the MCU.
It's like they gave up. Actually, it's not the last one of that brand. You wanna know why? They're still coming out that New Mutants movie.
That doesn't count.
Of course it counts.
No, it doesn't.
Fuck you, it counts.
It doesn't count.
God, you're a jerk off.
Chop dust strikes again.
I like to, you know.
Chop dust.
Fire me! I'm already fired! Fire me! I'm already fired!
Fucking guy. You want to know some shilling? It does. It did suck. And you want to know why it did suck? Because Fox never does it right. Ever. If you want to watch Dark Phoenix, watch the X-Men cartoon. Thank you, Maddie. The X-Men cartoon did it perfectly.
It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen. It's just very predictable.
It was terrible. It got such bad reviews. I knew it was going to be bad from the get.
Allie wanted to see it, actually.
Good for
her. She's like, well, I've seen all the other ones. I might as well see this.
She's a fucking jerk off.
This guy's a fucking mook.
God damn. So anyway, I thought she'd be in the room today. I'm hurt.
She's she'll join us shortly. I think she said she's doing laundry.
Oof.
But she's like, yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta go home and do laundry. I'm staying home tonight. I was like, all right.
Stay home.
Yeah, stay home.
Fuck your laundry.
But she's been coming over because I've been home early. So like, she's been coming over after work. I actually cooked dinner the other night. It was weird.
What'd you cook?
Hot dogs, I think. I cooked some. No, not hot dogs. I cooked a homemade
cup of noodles.
No, like a hamburger helper.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I made my own though.
That's good.
Yeah, and then the other night we ordered fucking Boston Market. I haven't had that in a while.
Boston Market is delightful,
bro. Their meatloaf is pretty dope.
It's delightful.
I had we bought the meal for three,
ooh,
and then I brought the rest of it to work yesterday.
Did you ever try their brownies?
Yeah. Oh. But I made good brownies. I mean, you know, I made brownies too this week.
Ghirardelli?
Yeah. Well, I made the Supreme Walnut.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, those man. Those are good? Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Sugar Shane. Fucking Ronnie from the Nerdport. What's up, Sugar Shane?
You know, Ronnie's a cool guy. You want to know why?
Ronnie's the coolest, man.
Because his name is fucking Ronnie.
Yeah. See, I got to tell you. Ronnie does the Nerdport on Wednesdays. I'm just always at fucking work. So, you know. Yeah, look. Fucking Ronnie.
See?
Can you imagine having a nickname like that? Fucking Phil or fucking Choppy?
No, it wouldn't sound right. Yeah, right? It comes out better when it's fucking Ronnie.
A red wine, hamburger, helper, and hot dogs. Yeah, Choppy. Bree just cooked us hot dogs. They were delightful.
Fuck.
I make good hot dogs, right, Chop? I make the dirty water dogs.
Dirty water dogs.
You call them dirty water because in New York City, the hot dog carts, the water looks dirty, but it really isn't dirty. It's
It's just seasoning.
Yeah, it's mustard powder, onion, garlic, and whatever else you want to put in it.
And cumin.
I don't put cumin in mine.
I put some in mine.
You did?
I did, just to see what.
For shits and giggles?
Why not?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm farting.
I got a new grill, though, so I'll probably be grilling on Sunday. So.
Father's Day grill.
Yeah.
Ronnie says you're the only reason that was a thing. That was because of SW.
Because signing with Eddie, yeah. Well.
Yo, monkeys, what's up?
I got to tell you. What's up, Sugar Shane? I got to tell you, though, I ain't mad at that nickname, Ronnie. Not for nothing. That's dope to have a name like fucking Ronnie.
Yeah.
Imagine you get pulled over by the police and you get your ID says fucking Ronnie on it. Imagine if that was your real name. Like, you know, Marvelous Marvin Hagler changed his name legally to Marvelous Marvin Hagler? That's crazy, right?
Well, look what happened to Ultimate Warrior. He changed his name to Warrior.
That's crazy.
So what?
Uh-oh. The boss man's in.
Yeah! Double A!
What up, boss man?
Can we get some cool stuff for him?
What, a sound?
Yeah, why not?
I'm over here now.
There you go. Boom.
I don't know. The boss wants a sound. He'll tell me. I'll make him one. All right. Anything else going on before we get into some wrestling talk?
No.
No?
Oh, one more thing. For the Switch, I'm going to get the Link's Awakening. They're remaking the one from Game Boy onto the Switch. Comes out this year. It's going to be delightful.
I think I need to have Sugar Shane as my real name. You can thank me for that. Because I started calling that a couple of years ago.
There you go, Sugar Shane. Why not?
Dude, if you change your name, bro, that'd be so dope.
Sugar.
So dope.
Sugar!
Watching yes, the please. CFL. I like CFL.
Are you?
The Canadian Football League? Hmm. I like football year-round. I watch that. I watch fucking Arena League.
Oh, then you'll love watching XFL when it finally debuts next year.
I'm not worried about that. It's
What's the name of our team? New York.
Yeah, Nintendo stepped in. I'm so glad I got a fucking Switch.
I told you Switch is going to be
I
shit.
I did. I'm so glad I got one a couple of weeks ago.
Dude, Castlevania Chronicles is out. Fucking.
You said NBA 2K19 was
$3? $3 for NBA, just because it's E3. Then you got fucking Contra came out with a collection as well on the eShop for $20.
You mean Contra? Does it have Life Force on it?
All of them, dude.
That's my game, bro.
I told Rob, you know, Rob texted me, right? And he's like, do you think I should get this? I was like, look, man, if it has it on the fucking retro, bro, don't buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to go too, Ronnie.
However, if you want to have Contra on the go, get it. I say get it if you want it out on the go. Because I love Contra.
Yeah.
These games are fucking hard, but they're amazing.
I like my Switch, man. It's pretty dope. I have plug it into my TV, and I have the Bluetooth gimmicks.
Yeah.
The remotes.
One of the best. Probably the best, greatest system that they've ever came out in the last
Nintendo,
in the last 10 years.
100%.
Oh, my God.
Better 100%.
The Wii U should have been the Nintendo Switch.
I never played Wii U.
I did.
I know you had it.
I had it, and it was great, but like, it didn't have the same appeal as actually having a full fucking handheld system. I'm also going to get Pokemon. That shit's fucking dope.
You should play Paul Lind. Oh, yeah.
Paul Lind, drop it.
Paul Lynn is like the other Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh.
The guy from like Hollywood Squares.
Yeah,
and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Panzer Dragoon's on the Switch. I didn't even know that. I might get that. But I have it on the fucking Sega Saturn, though. That's a good game, too. I like that game.
I'm not into Pokemon and stuff. I mean, I wish I was. I'm just not. I know you guys are.
Panzer Dragoon is the shit. You will love that game. You want to know why? You're pretty much a guy riding a dragon, a serpentine kind of dragon, fucking killing ships and everything. It's insane.
Yeah, like I said a couple weeks ago, though, I don't want to buy a lot of games for it that I can buy on a regular system. Like, I'm not going to buy Mortal Kombat for it. I'm not going to buy Tekken 4 because I already have it on the Xbox, you know?
Exactly. Well, that's why Rob hit me up. He was like, should I get this? I was like, look, man, don't check the Retro Bro first before you even decide to buy this shit. Because if it's on there, don't get it. But if you want to have it on the go, get it. Oh, Panzer Dragoon 2 for the Switch. Nice. That's a fucking great game. That game on the Sega Saturn used like $300. It's insane. Phil, we need to do a podcast
for the XFL? Ugh. From the XFL. Oh, yeah, we can podcast from there. Yeah, we'll tailgate, man. We'll set that up. I'm only 18 minutes away. We're only 18 minutes away from.
We're not that far.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. That'd be fun, actually.
Who's our team, though?
Yeah, I don't even know. Ronnie, would you know, did they announce the name of the teams yet? I don't think so. I know the season starts next year. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. I know, and then NBC's going to do the games, I think.
I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be the Hitmen again. Doubt it.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's going to be the New York Mooks.
The New York Mooks.
That'd be a great name.
What is a mook?
What is a mook?
Exactly.
This guy's a fucking mook.
This guy's a fucking mook.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
The New York Hitmen. Yeah.
Nah, I don't like it.
Okay. Where do you want to go first? Because we got New Japan, we got Choppy's colon.
Choppy's cologne. What is this?
Would you guys tailgate for XFL? Tofu or salads? Ooh. Womp, womp, womp.
Hey, do you want to hear a funny joke?
I'm laughing already because you're an asshole.
What did the janitor say when he came out of the closet?
No. What did the I don't know. What did the janitor say when he came out of the
supplies!
Closet?
Supplies! Supplies! Hello! What does a gay horse eat?
Hey!
Dude, that one. Oh, man, that shit was funny. Woo! Woo, Lord! That's fucking phenomenal.
That's funny.
Hey!
That's a Phil Reyes Senior joke.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Get out of here. I didn't know that.
Hello, Frisco!
Oh, look.
Hello, Frisco!
Wow.
Oh, man. Ooh. Anyway, so where do you want to go first? Do you want to go...
Let's do NXT UK.
No. I'm not playing that.
No,
you
fuck that.
You fucking jerk off.
God, what a mook you are.
This guy's a...
Hello, Frisco!
This guy's great! Rip Taylor's awesome.
Rip Taylor, that's right, double A. What does a black horse eat?
Hey.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Ring the bell. Come on, that's awesome, dude. That's awesome. All right there, Dwayne the Horse.
Wow.
NXT UK. I like everything about NXT UK right now.
Now I do. Imperium is fantastic.
Imperium is great.
British Strong Style. They got a new member.
Yeah. Jazzy Galbert's in the fucking women's division. That's my girl right there, you know?
They got
Tony Storm is their champ. I like them.
I really like what's his name, Jordan Devlin.
Yo, the Irish Ace. That's
I
my
love
dude.
Love him. He's
that's
great.
That's my dude. Who else do I like? Of course, I love Mustache Mountain.
Of course, British Strong Style with fucking Pete Dunne is amazing.
Yeah, Pete Dunne's great. Chop and I talk about the main event. So Imperium is now. It's Walter.
Fabian Eichner.
Marcel Bartel. Now it's...
Alexander Wolf who attacked fucking Tyler Bate.
But there was a spot in the match where Pete Dunne avoided a... I think it was like a big boot.
Yes.
And he had his back to Walter. And Walter just fucking chopped him in the back, like, oof, in the middle of the shoulder blades. And I fucking twitched. Me and the cat at the same time. Oh, he was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, that hurt, man.
I have to ask you your opinion. Who has the one of the hard like who has the, out of these three guys the hardest chops
ever?
Right out of right now the
corner. Oh, I'll see.
We got Walter, Biff Busick, which is Oney Lorcan.
Oney Lorcan.
Or Roddy.
I'm gonna say Walter.
Walter has some killer fucking frying pans, dude. I'm telling.
Frying pan hands.
Oh, my hands like frying pans. God, oh my god. But then Biff and fucking Roddy were killing each other with them chops.
So yeah, NXT UK.
Very good.
Very good. The Kiwi dude is getting title shot against Walter.
Yeah.
He's all right.
He's okay.
But I like the women. I like Tony Storm, like I said. I like
Devlin, dude.
Devlin's great.
They need a secondary title.
They need a TV title.
Yes.
They need a TV title.
Like, how about do the... Okay, they have the WWE UK championship, right?
Benoit had the hardest chops ever, Sugar
Shane. I agree with that, hands down.
We're talk about right now.
Right now, currently. Walter has the nastiest fucking chops.
Yeah, I agree with that, Shane. That's definitely 100%
accurate. So, I think that I'm definitely going to get a Ring General shirt.
Yeah, we talked about that.
I'm invested in this guy. He's a big mountain of a man. He looks like fucking M. Bison, like you said.
He does look. He wears the jacket and everything.
Oh, my God. And you know what's great about this crew? They all walk through the ring the same way. They're like this with their hands.
Everything about them is good, man.
It's like, almost like fucking Nazis, dude. It's
everything about that. It's a great you know what's dope about NXT UK? There's factions.
Yes.
There's the Irish guys. What are they called? Gallum?
Yes, Gallum. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got Gallum, Imperium. You got British Strong Style. I think one of the girls has a faction.
Yep.
Do you put Benoit over Yahoo? 100%. 100%. And Flair.
Wow.
I've never been in an audience with a Wahoo McDaniel chop, unfortunately. But I've been in an audience of a Chris Benoit bingo hall fucking chop.
That must be fucking sick.
Let me tell you something. I seldom have nightmares ever. If I eat late, I'll have a nightmare. One time I had a nightmare, and all it was the sound of Benoit's chops. Like it was fucking that you can't eat late in Philly. And then get fucking, you know, it's so weird. But, yeah, man. No, Benoit had the sickest chops ever. Serving up mad plates.
Just plates.
Flair, too, though. Flair was fucking lethal. Ric Flair, listen, I've seen Ric Flair live a million times. His chops.
I remember one time he made fucking Sting bleed from the chest.
He did make Sting
bleed. Oof. I saw that. I was like, oh, my God, Sting, stop.
Ask Luger in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Bash.
Luger's tits were purple.
Oh.
Purple tits Luger.
You know, I also like Ricky Steamboat's chops, but they were too fast.
Ricky Steamboat's chops were like, they were almost like choreographed. Because he had that karate chop move, and then he fucking.
But then the chop, when him and Flair used to exchange chops in their matches, it was like whack, whack, whack. It was insane.
Shane Douglas had a good chop.
Did he?
Yeah. I like Shane Douglas' chops. I liked his chops. Yeah.
You know what a good chop? Knife edge chop? Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect had a nice
ooh.
One. But he would like level you, like he would like measure you up.
But like
choreographed.
Like Benoit would do the same shit. He would like go like that and then whack, you know?
Yeah, but Benoit was fucking lethal.
But look at the size of his fucking arms and his forearms, dude.
Yeah, he had fucking yeah, man.
His hands were the size of fucking Walter's hands.
Yeah, he had Walter's hands on a midget.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I miss Benoit.
I miss the talent. I miss the person.
Yeah, well, the talent I miss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways.
But yeah, NXT UK, I like everything
guys,
about it.
Guys, now it's the time to watch.
They got a takeover coming up at the end of August.
Where's it being held again?
Glasgow.
Is it Glasgow?
Scotland, okay. Yeah. So that's August 31st.
I'm telling you right now, Walter's not losing that belt at all.
No, not anytime soon. He's not. That Kiwi's not beating him.
No way.
No way.
No way.
And there's only like, he's like the third guy to come out of New Zealand. It's him, the Sheep Herders, and Tony Garea.
Oh, what about fucking Jay? What is from New Zealand?
I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh, and fucking, what's his name? What's his name?
Not Rip Morgan, he's fake.
No. Our boy, Bad Luck Fale.
Yeah, he's from there, but he's Samoan, isn't he?
So who gives a flying fuck? He's from New Zealand.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, yeah. You're a prick. You're a racist.
I'm not telling Folly that, though.
Folly's a man.
Fucked me up.
Folly was scared of you. He was like, where the fuck you guys going?
Yeah.
He was like,
He was upset that we were flat-leading him.
He was like,
where the fuck you guys going? I'm like, whoa.
Chill the fuck out.
Sorry, I'm sorry, sir.
I'm sorry, Folly-san.
Mr. Big Folly with the tattooed head and the gold teeth.
He looks like fucking Bigelow with that fucking tattoo.
Dude. That dude's lethal.
I love Fale.
We saw NXT this week.
NXT was fantastic. Guys, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with Gulak, but they need to fucking push that guy. The match he had with Kushida.
The submission match.
Oh.
I love his ring gear. I love everything about Drew Gulak.
Gulak is fantastic.
We saw him fight Kushida in Asbury Park, and even Allie, who's a casual fan, she was like, this guy's pretty fucking good.
He's
like,
amazing.
He's the reason why Chikara's still around. That's me.
Okay.
The MLB app is giving me scores.
I don't know what they're doing with this guy, but he needs to be pushed properly. His matches, like, he has great matches. Like, his submission match with Kushida was unfair.
That was the second one. Well, no, he had a regular match with Kushida.
Yeah, but it was still that first one was good. Yeah. This one was even better. God. I hope they have another one.
Yeah, what about what about the
tag match?
Yeah, Undisputed Era against
Lorcan and Birch.
And Birch.
1-2.
Yeah, Bobby Fish hurt again.
God, he's going to retire.
He can't stay fucking healthy.
You know what's going to happen? They're going to give him the boot. And then it's going to be just three guys.
He can't stay fucking healthy.
I love Bobby Fish.
I love that. Mikey's got the Undisputed Era figures. We were playing with them last night.
Good.
They don't have a Roddy one because this is before Roddy came into it. So he's got Fish, O'Reilly, and Cole.
Let me make a bold prediction. They're going to come out with a Roddy Undisputed figure.
It's my man.
Because I know Roddy was going to go in.
Mr. ROH.
I had the inside scoop.
You did?
Yeah, Nick German, I had the inside scoop. I'm kidding. No, I must say this 100 billion times. I called it.
Yeah,
it just seemed like a natural fit. For example, since Bobby keeps getting fucking injured, do you think he'll just be a managerial role for the group and then they'll get a fourth guy again?
If they're smart, they'll retain him as like a trainer.
Oh yeah.
That's because Bobby Fish is Fish is like a legit wrestler. Like,
he's a wealth of knowledge.
He's solid, man. I use that word solid a lot lately, but he is fucking solid.
I mean, he was Ring of Honor tag champ, junior heavyweight tag champ, NXT tag champ. He did
New Japan.
Oh.
They were IWGP.
Yeah, junior heavyweight, right?
Junior I think they were junior tag team champions.
They were fucking amazing.
Red Dragon. Yum.
Red Dragon. Ouch.
Ouch. Yeah, exactly.
Them chops, dude. I can't stop thinking about them chops from fucking Biff Busick and fucking Roddy. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Oh.
Velveteen Dream cut a promo.
Yes, I missed that.
He's like, you know,
with the selfie thing?
Yeah, the main attraction isn't the belt. It's me.
Ooh.
I'm like, all right there, Fruit Cup. Relax.
Well, you know what? That's his gimmick.
You big fruit booty.
Oh, what are you, Stevie Ray? Remember Stevie Ray's going, look at this fucking fruity booty.
Look at this fruit booty.
And, so watch NXT UK if you haven't seen it. NXT was really good as well.
Nothing's going on really in WWE.
Raw and SmackDown were just, you know, typical shows. I believe Nick German posted something about the new symbol of the new SmackDown logo.
Yeah, they put out a SmackDown book actually just recently. The first 20 years in like 20 years.
It's gonna be 20 years. In August will be officially 20 years that they've done SmackDown. I remember the first SmackDown. It was fucking.
I watched the first SmackDown with Tank.
Huh?
I watched the first SmackDown with Tank.
Yeah. The first SmackDown that I remember, the main event was the triple threat between Undertaker, Triple H, and The Rock. And then they saw how popular SmackDown was that one time. They started as a regular show in August.
Yeah.
Main event was Triple H and The Rock with HBK as the special referee.
Yeah.
What a fantastic show that was.
No, it was fantastic. Nothing going on. They got that Stomping Ground pay-per-view in 2 weeks.
What, Roadblock?
Yeah, Roadblock. the new name for Roadblock.
Roadblock, Stomping Ground.
I like the logo, though. It's pretty dope.
I think it's pretty gay.
Yeah, you don't like it?
I don't like it.
Okay.
I don't like any of these new name pay-per-views. You know what I don't like? I don't like being insulted as a fan.
Oh, you're one of those, huh?
Yeah, you're one of those, too.
I am.
Fucking
I don't shit. Care. I mean, there's so many options and, you know, whatever.
NXT UK, AEW, fucking...
I mean, it's already June, almost July, and I feel like... What we talked about at the end of last year is coming to fruition in terms of, like, expansion and New Japan getting more exposure, and they did. New Japan getting more talent, and they did. With the fact they even lost talent. And then, of course, AEW, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you guys. You know how much shit I was talking about, you know, the Saudi Arabia show. What was it called?
Super Show.
The Super whatever show was called.
Super San Show?
Yeah, that. And,
too bad Stomping Ground isn't sponsored by Uggs. Ring the bell. That gets an okay terrific from me.
Okay, terrific.
For as much shit as I gave that show before I saw it, it was actually a decent show. It wasn't terrible.
I told you it was.
Outside of
the main event. And
the main event was fucking dreadful.
And I heard Taker and Goldberg had words.
Because
they dropped each other. So Goldberg, Taker dropped Goldberg and...
Goldberg's fucking sloppy, and Taker's fit almost 60.
You know, I don't know.
I don't know.
I liked everything else.
Bro, can I just say, I still can't believe how amazing Randy Orton versus Triple H was. That was really fucking good, dude. I was shocked.
Listen, I've been on the Randy Orton train.
So have I.
For years.
He's so smooth, though.
He is smooth. Ugh. The only problem is he can't really talk that well.
Who cares?
He tries. No, I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna put him on that upper echelon of amazing talent, there are guys who can either do either or. We talked about that. Correct. We talked about that a lot, actually.
The match with Shane and Roman was okay. It wasn't too bad.
Roman Reigns is where he needs to be.
For now, yes.
He's still recovering. He lost a bunch of weight. So, like, he's not in the main event. He doesn't have a title.
Which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have no problem with where he is right now. At all. Like, none.
What do you call it? Mansoor winning the 50-man Battle Royal.
Have no problem with that either.
Which, I was cool with it. I think he delivered a really good promo at the end of the
day. But everybody on Facebook was like, oh, they're going to push him for a title. Whoa, pump the brakes. The hometown rub. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. The hometown rub has been going on in pro wrestling for 50 years. Look at Kerry Von Erich. They gave him the belt
in his hometown.
In his hometown, and he lost it like fucking two weeks later in Japan because his brother was dead. He was supposed to give it to his brother, but as a rub in his hometown of Texas, they gave it to him. I can give you 10 more examples. It always happens. I like it.
When Randy turns, I won't be surprised if he's an agent. Yeah, I can see that happening.
He's got a hot wife from Queens too.
I don't even know who she is.
Doesn't matter. She's hot.
Okay.
Nice piece of ass.
What was the other match? What were some of the other matches again? I forget. God damn, there was a really good match I enjoyed, and I forgot which one it was.
Kofi Kingston.
That was very good. The match with Seth and Baron Corbin I enjoyed.
Well, you're on that Baron Corbin.
You know what? I'm still not sold on him, Baron Corbin, completely. But he's a great fucking heel.
Yeah, you're sold. You like that guy?
Yeah, I'm starting to like him.
Okay,
all right.
Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, it was a decent show.
It was a solid show. Listen, like I said before, you take that income away and some other shit, they're not as rich as everybody thinks they are. But if they want to get this money thrown around to them, I mean, politically, I feel like it's. Yeah, exactly. Matt just gave me a segue. The women's match was good.
Yes, Balor and Andrade.
That was actually my favorite match.
That was good.
And Matt Squire just gave me a segue with the women. Like, you know, politically, I was about to say politically, the women not being there is a smack in the face. So Renee Young can commentate, but she can't work in the ring. Fuck out of here. You know something? If they didn't give Vince a gazillion dollars for these fucking matches, I would never go there as an owner, but I see financially where it works, and you can't.
What did they give him, like $50 million?
I don't know. It's some astronomical amount because it's so astronomical that they brought the old conjures out. They brought fucking Taker and Goldberg out, but you know, it's their custom, it's their laws. I don't agree with them. Half the world don't agree with them, but this is like centuries old. It's not. They didn't make them up for the sake of fucking with us Americans for having exhibitions. Women don't do anything there, you know.
I might as well put Renee in a, what is that,
Neoprene diving suit, yeah. I mean, they have to be covered up. That's like the law. But, like, come on, man. Like, if you're going to shove the women's division down our fucking throats and then not showcase them, and you're plugging it like it's a foreign WrestleMania, that's how they were plugging it. But you can't put but the women main evented Mania, but they can't main event a WrestleMania in Saudi Arabia. That's insane to me, man. There he is. There's my cuz.
Anybody see Richie?
Richie!
Anybody see Richie?
Anybody know why Richie did Bobby Lupo?
He only knows that. It's the warden in the room. Warden. That's Richie's character, breaking kayfabe when he does that promo thing.
Yeah.
It
was a decent show.
Yeah.
Moving on. So.
Show was whack, he said.
Strowman and Lashley was fucking dreadful.
Yeah.
Lashley's sloppy. Strowman couldn't.
I hate Bobby Lashley.
He has no charisma.
He's God, sloppy. I hate Bobby Lashley.
All he has is a body, dude. That's it.
God. He's like a black Lex Luger.
He's like a fucking.
He's a Bluger.
He's Black Lesnar.
Bluger.
Bluger.
I think I found the name of the show.
Bluger.
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 You know, and of course, you know, the Lucha, what was it, Lars Sullivan with the, against the Lucha Party? Do it flips and shit!
Do it flips and shit! Can I just say, I hate the Lucha House Party. I hate them. They suck. They suck, dude.
I don't think they suck. They're luchas. I mean,
they suck.
What do you think of that British luchador?
Oh,
El Ligro?
El Whito?
The guy with the messed up eye?
Yeah.
He's got an eye jam, that's why he wears a mask.
Yeah, fuck him.
He said, fuck him.
You know who I cannot stand out of the 205 Live roster?
Who?
Humberto Carrillo. He is as vanilla as they fucking come, dude. That guy is fucking dreadful. He has like that little fucking like, what was Tito's gimmick? El Matador fucking like scarf on his hip.
El Matador.
The El Matador scarf on his
hip. Oh, Sugar Shane bringing out the old ones.
He stinks. I don't like him. I don't.
He stinks.
Wait.
He stinks and I don't like him.
There you go.
I don't like him either.
That one's for you, Shane.
Fucking sucks.
Black Ahmed Johnson. He's not as sloppy as Ahmed.
No, Ahmed was fucking sloppy. Bobby, you know.
It's Bluga.
Sloppy Lashley, he's okay.
Sloppy Lashley. I think that's the name of the episode.
Sloppy Lashley.
Sloppy Lashley.
He injured fucking Kevin Owens. He injured fucking Sami Zayn, and he can put the icy title on his ass. Sloppy Lashley.
He stinks, and I don't like it.
Correct.
Thank you, Jimmy Norton.
If Sloppy Lashley ever joins the chat room, we should have that as like his opening tone or message. He stinks, and I don't like him.
He stinks, and I don't like him.
Fucking Sloppy Lashley.
Sloppy Lashley.
thoughts on AEW selling out All Out?
15 minutes.
Can you believe that All shit? 15 minutes.
I'm not surprised. Talking to Cusbro Jamie today, they were making another road trip to Chicago. I was like, well, you know, just get the Takeover Club together. We'll watch it on pay-per-view. No big deal. Labor Day weekend, we'll fucking barbecue.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be fucking great. I was at the first one. I don't care about being any. I don't care about. They can have 10 more of them. I was at the first one. I'm happy with that.
All Out's gonna be amazing, dude.
AEW is picking up steam. Jericho cut a nice heel promo about selling out the Sears Center. He goes, "You're welcome."
And that's why he's a legend.
He's like, "You're welcome." I'm like, "Holy shit!" He cut a whole promo too.
I'm still waiting for my thank you.
I'm telling you right now. And this is picking up steam. I don't want to be one of those dirt sheet fucking smarky marks, but if they're really in discussion with CM Punk, even if it's just a Chicago appearance.
What if he shows up?
I mean, listen, you got Omega and Moxley, which might be okay, because Kenny's going to carry him for most of that match anyway.
Stop!
Yes, he is.
Moxley is not that bad,
He's not bad, but he's not good enough to fight fucking Kenny Omega for the co-main event.
Here
he's not.
Fucking
he's
go.
Not, dude.
He's good.
He's not. He's good. A fucking deathmatch wrestler.
He's fine.
With a fucking nice little promo.
He's fine.
Nah, he's not that great.
All right, continue.
Anyway, and then, of course, the main event is Paige and Jericho, right? If they can get Punk in his backyard? Can you imagine that?
I mean, Cody says like the door is open for him to come in if he wants to.
First of all, if Tony Khan is the guy that we all think he is, he's not just a money mark. He's a fan. He'll throw the fucking vault at him. Like, I'm not mad at that, Chop. I'm not mad at that at all, dude.
And it's not like his father is not... His father's a billionaire, but not just a billionaire. That man has probably like $100 billion.
And let's not get it twisted either. Like all the marks on the internet, all the fans are like, "Oh, fuck CM Punk, fuck him."
If he came back, you guys would fucking flip out.
You would hug his fucking left nut. You would.
I would hug the vein on his cock.
I'm kidding. Cody versus Sean Spears at All Out.
Nah.
Sean Spears is what's his face?
Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
He just got signed. He just got signed by them.
Oh man, I like that guy. We always thought he was. He's good.
He's a great hand.
He was in NXT for like a decade.
He was a great hand, but I didn't see the appeal. If Punk shows up, I will mark the fuck.
Everybody will,
dude. If he shows up at that fucking pay per view, I'll lose my fucking mind.
I want to see how much Pro Wrestling Tees is still making on his shirts, because he has a whole bunch of shirts there.
He makes a lot of money, dude.
Yeah, man. Speaking of money and shirts and merch and everything, AEW is putting out a bunch of new shit, man. Go check it out. They have a bunch of new t-shirts if you're into that stuff.
Okay.
They have some jackets and stuff. Like, I mean, they're going, I'm telling you, man, no pun intended, but they're going all out. Like, it's, they're picking up steam, and I hope they do well. And I hope Punk shows up, and I hope they have a great fucking card. Even with Moxley on a main event.
Okay, even if it's just an appearance, the reaction that guy's going to get when he goes there is going to be amazing. I'll put into perspective, when Punk left WWE and had his shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees, he was the highest selling shirt for a whole year. Then Bullet Club hit. Yeah?
Fair point.
Could you imagine if he actually signs with the company and then we get Kenny Omega versus CM Punk?
I mean, it ain't like they fucking tore the country. So his work schedule will be... I mean, he could still probably do the MMA commentating and...
If he wants
to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he was doing stuff at Marvel Comics. I don't know if he still is. Like, I don't...
I think he does, like, one shots here and there. Like, yeah. He writes for them.
Right, so, like, I don't know... I mean, his life wouldn't be as hectic as it was with the E doing 300 dates a year.
No, he won't be doing 300 dates a year. He might be doing, like, 150.
He'll have the Kevin Nash fucking WCW contract.
Yeah, but, you know, he
I'll show up on Nitro, take off 6 weeks, work the pay-per-view, take off 6 weeks.
He'll probably show up on every single TV if he gets signed. He'll probably show up on every single TV, but he probably will do, like, a couple of house shows, not all the time.
You know? Can you imagine him and Jericho again?
I've seen him so many times already. I really don't...
It'd be fun, though. It'd be a different
vibe. A different era.
Different times in their career. Like, Punk is getting up there. Jericho's there because he's, you know what I'm saying? He's pushing 50.
You know, Jericho's living, like, Jericho and Flair are living proof that if you are in your late 40s, almost 50 years old, you can still go.
Speaking of Jericho, I saw Dominion Sunday morning and it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With him and Okada?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Let me run down the card.
Enlighten me.
Yeah. Where was I?
Oh my god! I still can't believe I didn't see Naito versus Ibushi yet.
Yeah, all right, so John Moxley opened the card up. He fought Shota Umino.
How was that?
It was good. Shota Umino is one of the young lions that are starting to get noticed. I spoke about him a couple weeks ago, and then Moxley picked him up and dragged him into the back with him and cut like a promo. Like, he's my new guy. He's my new partner. Like, you know, like, giving him props. You know, giving him love. So yeah.
Nick German's in the house.
Nick German's in the house. Where is,
excuse me. No.
Excuse me.
No. I mean.
Nick.
I apologize for the way I sound. I'm very nasally right now.
I like the AEW Championship, cuz. I like it.
It's fucking dope.
All right. Shinjo beat Kojima.
Okay.
You know, Shinjo lost that final match of the year with, Will Ospreay in the Best of the Super Juniors.
Mm-hmm.
Jushin Thunder Liga and Yoshihashi beat Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr.
Really?
Good match.
Oh my god.
Yep. This was a good match. Hiroshi Tanahashi, Juice Robinson, and the coach Taguchi defeated Jay.
Why?
Chase Owens and your boy Bone Soldier, Ishimori.
Ooh.
For the never open weight championship, Tomohiro Ishii defeated Taichi to become the new never open weight champion.
Wow, jeez.
Ishii. I apologize. We don't want the fucking Japanese grammar police, a fucking Mandingo coming after me.
Oh, fuck the Japs.
Oh no, don't say that. What the fuck is wrong with you? Fucking racist prick.
Chop is a pain in the ass.
Even worse, I could have said fuck the Arabs in their...
Stop!
In their sand show. They should have been building fucking sandcastles on that fucking super showdown.
It's Ishii, I'm sorry. I missed that second E.
PP?
For the IWGP Tag Team Championship. And another Gorilla than Gorilla. The Gorillas of Destiny defeated Evil
and
Sonata.
No Charisma Sonata.
Nick German with Japanese flag. You mook. The IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. Will Ospreay defeated Dragon Lee to become the new IWGP Junior
good
Heavyweight
Champion. Good for him.
Dragon Lee is good, man. Yes, he is. I mean, Will Ospreay's on fire right now, but Dragon Lee is the shit,
dude. You see Will Ospreay graduating from the junior heavyweight division to heavyweight division?
Not anytime soon, but yeah, I see him doing it. Yeah.
IC Championship.
For the IC Championship, Tetsuya Naito beat Kota Ibushi to win the... let me tell you something about this match, okay?
How many times did Naito win this?
Several, but both of these guys should have multiple concussions. He dropped Kota Ibushi on his head on the apron. My neck snapped just watching it. These guys they're too fucking risky, man. They take too many fucking... You know what? Ibushi has this thing with him. Like, they have such good chemistry, but they go all out. And Naito is just... It sounds like an oxymoron, but he's safe reckless. Like, his shit looks reckless, but it's good. You know what I'm saying? He's fucking dope, man. Naito, I've been on a Naito bandwagon forever.
I didn't like him as a babyface, but then when he started the LIJs, oh my god, dude.
Oh no, that's why I said Choppy Pearl Harbor us with that. Choppy Pearl Harbor us with that comment.
No, I would never do that.
You did.
Fucking Japs. I love my Japs. What are you talking about? I love Jap food.
Jewish American princess.
So what?
Jay.
What?
And finally, the main event for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. The Rainmaker, Kushida Okada, defeated Chris Jericho, the Painmaker.
The Painmaker.
Good match. Solid. And then Jericho attacked Okada after the match pretty bad.
Okay.
Tanahashi was at ringside doing commentary with the Japanese contingency, and he made the save. So that's probably going to set up Tanahashi and Jericho.
Oh, God.
Which is fine.
I am not an Ace fan. I really am not.
I'm not. See, like, I'm done with Jericho there, like.
I understand you're done, but
I'd rather see Tanahashi, because if you're going to go out, man.
I'm not a fan of Tanahashi, dude. He needs to go.
Really? I don't know, dude. I like Tanahashi.
He needs to go, dude. I want to see fucking Okada and Ibushi go at it for the title.
You might.
At Wrestle Kingdom. I think I predicted it. It's going to happen.
I might be. Hopefully, I'll be there. Hopefully, I'll be there.
In the land of the Japs.
The land of the rising sun, maniac.
I'm sorry.
Dude, what is wrong with you tonight?
What?
You're out of bounds, bro.
The land of the rising Japs.
The land of the rising Japs.
I mean, they can't fucking be tall, so they got to be...
All right. One more tidbit before we go to break.
Sure.
Del Rio is starting a new Fed.
Nacion Lucha Libre. Nacion Lucha Libre.
Oh, I apologize. One more thing before we go into Lucha Libre. Moxley, Kenta.
Kenta's in fucking New Japan.
Yeah, Dave Shibata brought him out.
Shibata's his manager now.
Yeah. They both entered the G1.
Yes.
Is Jericho in a G1? I don't know, Nick.
Moxley's
I don't think he. I don't think he is. I don't think he is.
Moxley's not going to win G1, but it's pretty fucking dope that he's in G1. I think it's a. Oh my. Oh boy. What's this?
Oh no, Revival won the tag team titles. I was looking at the.
Fuck the Revival.
Fuck. You left me open, dude.
I'm sorry.
It's a fuck the Revival.
Fuck the Revival.
Hey now.
Hello, Frisco. Why is my fucking internet? Oh God, I hate this fucking.
You need to.
Oh.
Hello, Frisco.
You need to relax.
Anyway.
Forever the Revival.
Forever the Revival. And yeah, so Del Rio and Chavito Guerrero start a new Fed, right?
It's called Nacion Lucha Libre.
Yeah, a bunch of people are on it. What's his face is on it?
Richie?
Carlito. And
Bobby Lupo?
No, not Bobby Lupo. Who's the chick? Sexy Star is on it. A bunch of people are on it.
Dominic from Ridgewood, isn't it?
Dominic from Ridgewood. Yes.
What about the Warden? Is he in it too?
Jimmy Bocciagalloop is in it.
Jimmy Bocciagalloop? Wow.
He schooled his mother.
Wow. What about what's his name? God. What's his Bruno Vidal Sassoon?
Bruno Vidal Sassoon.
Yeah. God.
Okay, terrific.
Okay, terrific is right.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what I'm here for, buddy.
That's what I'm here. It's funny. Your wife said that to me today. She called me up on the phone. She's like, hey, you coming for dinner? I'm like, oh, I'll be there late. She's like, I got your Red Bull. I'm like, hey, thanks, pal. She goes, that's what I'm here for. And I said, look at you fucking stealing catchphrases from your husband.
You know what? She doesn't have to steal them. She can just borrow them whenever she wants.
She borrows them. She appropriates
now,
them.
Now, when I see people using my shit outside of our show, that's when I know people are listening.
This is true. One more
Joey bag of donuts
over here now.
Yeah. Oh, Pentagon, Phoenix. Yep.
Over last weekend, Great Muta made an appearance in Queens. I didn't go.
Should I play it?
Well,
you know what? No, let's play.
No.
Let's play.
I want to thank Kyoko and Rob for getting
Masa!
Getting us. It's Muta made a drop for us. The problem is Muta speaks no English. But he does call Choppy a pain in the ass.
Yes, he does.
I have to edit it. It's a pretty.
I tell you right now, he says pain in the ass perfectly.
Yeah, he says nothing else perfectly, but he says pain in the ass perfectly.
You want to know why he says pain in the ass perfectly?
Because
he knows I'm a pain in the ass.
Everybody knows you're a pain in the ass.
And that's what I'm here for.
That's what I'm here for. So I want to thank Kyoko and Rob for getting us the autograph and the Great Muta drop.
And you want to know something? And that's why Great Muta is Jim Ross's favorite Oriental.
Choppy's a pain in the ass.
So I'll have that next week, as well as the announcement for the anniversary show next month.
See,
we got a great fucking throwback next month.
It's gonna be super
for the anniversary show, 7th anniversary.
It's gonna be super.
You want to take a quick break?
I gotta take a piss break.
Take a piss break. Let's see. Give me another Red Bull. We are the Terminal Throwbacks. We're live. El Dandy's a part of that promotion also.
El what?
Wow.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. All right, listen, we'll be right back. Plug our friends, and we got a cool throwback for you.
Silver King is definitely not part of that promotion.
Will you stop? Fuck is wrong with you, dude?
Will you stop?
All right. Pause the mics. We're going for break.
Promotional consideration paid for. Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at inconclusivepod or facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
All right, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks. My fucking computer is awful. I'm just so mad at my computer right now. I wanted to play some music to come back into the after the break, but that didn't happen. Fucking pissed off. No, this computer is fucking giving me a hard time again. It's unbelievable. Did you get me Red Bull?
Oh, shit.
Sorry. No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. My bad. No worry about it. No worries. No worries.
Are we live?
Yeah, we're live. But I couldn't play the fucking song I wanted to play because my fucking computer froze on me. This cock-sucking computer.
I love this computer.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, look at this, man. Nothing fucking works again. This is ridiculous. No, dude, it's not okay. We're live. If it was a podcast, I could just fucking pause it and whatever, but I can't. I hate this nonsense. Choppy is the Japs, he says.
Ah!
Unbelievable. All right, well, we'll see if this happens again. Are you ready for your throwback, brother? And he stuffs his fotch with the tackies.
These right here.
And now, here is your throwback of the week, sponsored by the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio.
This fucking computer is the worst. Look at this. I can't ring the fucking bell.
The pinwheel of death.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. Fuck. If I didn't need this computer, I would fucking smash it. I swear to God I would.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but...
It's fucking ridiculous.
How old is the computer?
8 years old.
That's why.
I kept it in good shape, though, you know?
You know what it is? You watch too much porn.
That's on my phone, though. My phone should break then. Just saying. All right. Once my fucking computer unfreezes, I can give you a date of this fucking pay-per-view. I know it was June.
Hold on.
I'm just going to do it on my phone because my fucking computer sucks balls. This is ridiculous. Jesus Christ.
Hold on, people.
We got it. Blah, 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 blah.
All right. The date is...
June 27th.
This is true.
1999. You should got a Dell. All right. Remember Gateway?
Fuck Gateway.
How about...
That's why they're still in business.
This is, like, ridiculous, though. Yeah, June 27, 1999, from Greensboro, North Kagalagi. It's horseman country.
It is.
Yeah, man. King of the Ring. Attendance was 19,761.
That's a lot of fucking people.
For Greensboro? Not really.
That's a lot, though.
Well, it's for that part of the world. That's North Carolina is wrestling royalty, man. You could never go wrong having a wrestling event there in the 80s and 90s. No matter what it was, they always sold out.
And the reason it's a lot of people is because it's a WWF event. It's not an NWA event.
So, all right. So this is the King of the Ring 1999. We're continuing our... what's up, Mike? We're continuing our 99 theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Choppy revealed to me tonight he did not like this.
Not really.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is it because you saw it 9,000 times? Because I've only seen this... This is the first time I'm watching it in 20 years.
I've seen it so many times, maybe that's why.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a Billy Gunmark. I liked him as King of the Ring.
So did I. I think the matches were dreadful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well, Jim Ross, Jerry King, Lawler on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mitchell Cole doing the and Kevin Kelly in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Your first match was the quarterfinal match, Hardcore Holly versus X-Pac, former tag team champion. Sparky plugging 1-2-3.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised they didn't say that. They didn't mention that in the match.
Yeah, Holly's still playing up a super heavyweight gimmick.
It's funny, though.
Yeah, it was all right.
Well, it was a decent match, you know, until
Holly gets himself fucking DQ'd.
Yeah, what was the point of that?
Stupid. Because we had to get X-Pac over, that's why.
Yeah.
You gotta get X-Pac to the finals, you know? Hardcore Holly attacks him with a chair. Road Dogg comes out and makes the save. At this point, DX is pretty much broken up.
Yeah, I mean, the only two members right now are
X-Pac
and Road Dogg.
And Road Dogg, yeah. Tyner is with Triple H.
And Mr. Ass is by himself.
And Mr. Ass is by himself. With the tag team title, by the way.
Yeah!
He won that on Heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Acolytes. That's some funny shit, though.
The Acolytes are like, where the fuck is my belt?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Another quarterfinal match. This might be the worst match of the night.
Oh, my God.
Big Show versus Kane.
This match was fucking
gone. So now Big Show's only been on the scene a couple of months. He debuted in February.
Yep.
The Halloween, St. Valentine's Day Massacre, right. JR calls them young studs.
They're pretty young, though.
I mean, at that point, yeah.
I mean, Big Show was like 26 or 27.
You know, went 3 minutes too long, actually.
More like the whole match was just too long.
It wasn't offensively bad until the choke.
The match was good in the beginning, and then all of a sudden there was like all these botches happening.
As you would say, dreadful territory.
Oh my God, was it ever.
Oh yeah, it was dreadful. Dreadful. Really dreadful. And it was, I don't know, it's...
They've had better matches. Way better than this.
So now we'll go backstage. Shane was injured.
Yeah, by Shamrock.
By Shamrock. Who himself was injured
by Steve Blackman.
By Steve Blackman, playing the internal bleeding thing, and then every time I love Ken Shamrock, but he oversells shit, attacking the EMTs, attacking referees. Like,
are you angry because he attacked the EMTs?
No, I'm angry because he oversells. That's about it. I don't give a fuck who he attacks. He just oversells it. It's retarded.
Yeah,
you know. Next match. Speaking of. Ken Shamrock, he fights Mr. Ass.
And Mr. Ass puts a beating on his ass. No pun intended.
Yeah. So this was a pretty decent match considering it had to get stopped.
Yeah, that power bomb that he did at the end of the match was insane.
Yeah, so Shamrock did apply the ankle lock twice. Mr. Ass broke it with a shot to the ribs.
Yep.
And that's all he did to the ribs, and it seemed clueless because he worked all the other body parts. He eventually, like Choppy says, hits the power bomb. Leading to more coughing of the blood. Ref stops at 3:37.
He really doesn't know how to do that whole red spinning the mist thing. He needs to talk to Muto about that one.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to get some tips.
Yeah, Muto will teach him.
How to internally bleed?
Yeah.
Muto would fuck him up.
Oh, Muto would fuck his ass up for sure.
We're backstage again. China's interviewed about the next match, and she said she was going to be queen. Triple H said this is my time gimmick, so you know how that goes.
Yeah, he's starting to become the franchise of WWE.
The franchise, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Is it just me that China's face changed drastically in 99? She went from being have that big-ass jaw to all of a sudden, like, there's no jaw there.
What up, Jamie? Cusbro's in the room.
What's up, Jamie?
King of the Ring quarterfinals, China versus Road Dogg.
This match was actually pretty good.
This is pretty good. I didn't realize how long this was, so I read it.
How long?
13 minutes, 19 seconds.
It was that long?
Yeah.
I mean, it was just Bro Dog taking a beating from China the whole match.
Yeah. So China worked a lengthy sleeper hold that the dog fought out of, right? There was, of course, a 90s ref bump leading to Triple H interference and nearly ended. Commissioner Shawn Michaels comes down and down. And
I wish Shawn would have super kicked Triple H from this spot.
That would have been, I thought the same thing.
He should have done that.
He did have done that. Dog makes his comeback. Shawn took Triple H to the back. China hits the low blow, but. This time, the low blow didn't do anything because she hurt herself. He wore a...
protective cup.
As Beavis would say, an alphabetic sip otter.
Yep.
Right? And then pump handle slam China at 13:19.
Good match.
Match of the night so far.
Crowd was into this match.
Yes. Match of the night so far.
And would you... I mean, do you think it's because of Triple H giving it heat?
I don't think so.
Because Triple H was a fucking asshole in this match.
Well, he's supposed to be.
Exactly.
He's playing. He's it coming into his own.
Yep.
You know, we go to the back with the Kevin Kelly and the Rock. The Rock says the Rock told. I don't think you want talking tongues. blah, 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 blah. Kick your... It's pretty funny.
My favorite is when he told him to have his head, his 23-pound head, roll down to his back and proceed to shove it up his candy ass.
Yeah. So Rock says he's not intimidated by the Taker. Yes, Jamie, I'm sorry. All Out was sold out in 15 minutes. But All Out will be with the Takeover Club. So,
yo, remember when The Rock used to make fun of Al Snow? He's like, "You do you see any fear in his eye in my eyes from a man named Al?" Come on, that shit was funny. Oh, dude.
All right, this is a good match. The number one contenders tag match.
This was good.
The Brood with Michael Hayes wearing that way too tight shirt for him. Taking on
no, it was the Brew.
The Brew with Gangrel and Hardy Boys with Michael Hayes, and that fucking shirt was terrible.
It looked good on him. It was very snug.
I just watched Michael Hayes from 1989. He looks better 89 than he did 99. I can tell you that. He was tag team champion 89.
Can you believe how old Michael Hayes was at this time? He was only 40. He looked like he was 60.
Dude, you've heard the parties and the Freebirds. Listen.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about guys? Ric Flair lived his gimmick. You know, for a while, Tully Blanchard lived his gimmick. A lot of guys lived their gimmick. The Freebirds lived that gimmick.
They didn't play around.
No. And Michael Hayes has some sick stories about him and them almost getting shot up in a bar. And Terry Gordy was really fucking Terry Gordy in real life.
Terry Gordy was a tough son of a bitch. Do not you would not fuck with that man.
I saw Jim Cornette call him out tonight. I was watching a spot from 89. Mm-hmm. And it was he calls out. He's like, I could see Michael Hayes being a sissy, but you, Terry Gordy? Terry Gordy took his shirt off, went into the ring, and then Dr. Death and the Midnights went at it with Hayes and Garvin, who I loved as a Freebird, by the way, and, of course, Terry Gordy. And then Michael Hayes gets so mad, he puts the belts up that night.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a good match. It was a good match. So... Yeah, Bad Street, man. Anyway.
Yep.
What's up, Jason? Jason's in the room. Looks like Michael Hayes got a gift certificate to Jayco. Wow. Ring that bell. Anyway, Edge and Christian the Brood taking on the Hardy Boys with Michael Hayes in his too tight t-shirt.
Yeah.
Good match, though. Hi, Allie.
She's in the house.
I told you Allie was going to come see us.
Hey, Allie, I said that you were a jerk off before.
No, 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 no.
I was
jerk. Hello, gorgeous. Hello, gorgeous.
How dare she?
Yeah. Anyway, this is a good match, dude.
That spear from the second rope?
How about that?
Oof.
How about that?
This is like the first of many matches he's teamed.
Yes, this is the start, dude. This is the start. Gangrel accidentally spits blood into Edge's eyes, setting up Jeff to do the twist of fate, the 449, an early preview of what the teams are capable of, correct, like Choppy said. It felt rushed a little bit, maybe, I think, a little too much from Gangrel and Hayes, who were fighting outside, by the way.
Yep.
Then they go back to they go to the back with a quick word from Undertaker. He says he'd rip the balls off the Brahma Bull.
Yep. Do you know what they call a bull with no balls?
Hey, babe. Don't be a jerk. Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Exactly. She knows, dude. She knows that you're a fucking jerk off.
Oh, does she know I'm a mook?
Well, yeah, she knows you're a mook.
Oh, okay, there you go. See?
Yeah, she knows. She goes, look at this fucking computer. I hope this thing fucking... I'll tell you. I'm going to...
This guy's a fucking mook.
It's true.
Anyways.
Well, anyway, you're a jerk off, too.
You're a jerk off. That's what I think of you.
What's the next match?
The next match. I think was
Boys.
Taker and
Vince McMahon comes out for a promo.
Yeah, and then him and HBK have a banter between each other.
So yeah, Shane's unable to compete. Vince says the main event won't happen. That brings out Commissioner Shawn Michaels. They show a clip of GTV.
Yep.
What was GTV? Was that Goldust?
That was Goldust,
right?
It was
okay.
Supposed to be Goldust, but never.
So you see Shane kayfabe in his injury with the Mean Street Posse. Vince puts his head down. Commissioner Shawn Michaels comes out. Whatever. All right. All right. Here we go. Okay. Semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
Kane versus Mr. Ass. Not too bad.
It wasn't terrible.
Nah. Kane cuts off the Famouser with a power slam. Mr. Ass grabs the chair. Big Show arrives, takes it from him, choke slams Kane. The ref was knocked out again. Billy rolls him up, makes it to the finals at 5:25. So another cheap finish, but it is what it is, right?
They're building Billy Gunn as a heel.
That's right. The next match, friend versus friend, X-Pac versus Road Dogg, another semifinal match.
This match was rushed.
It was pretty rushed. But this is Vince Russo, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. So just, you know, if these matches are rushed and a little off color, it's Vince Russo, 1999. So I got some sushi orders on the way, ice cold hemp drink. Oh, there you go. Thank you. It is a good night, man. Everybody's having a good night. It's Friday night. It's a weekend. It's nice weather.
Ooh, what a night.
Late in June, back in 1990. No. Anyway. X-Pac counters with a pump handle slam. Counters a pump handle slam and then one with the X-Factor in 308.
How perfect was the X-Factor for him?
Oh, for him?
Yeah.
100%.
Wasn't it a perfect finishing move for him?
100%,
Oh, my God. I remember this one match in the fall of 99. It was Kane and X-Pac against the Acolytes. But it was elimination style where Kane got eliminated and then Bradshaw got eliminated and then it was him and Farouk. Farouk goes to the top rope for a shoulder block and then X-Pac counters it with the X-Factor. It was like he dives in and then X-Pac just nails him with the X-Factor. It was a really good match.
I like Kane and X-Pac as a team.
So did I.
I enjoyed them, actually. I wasn't a big fan of Kane. I just liked that tag team.
I was a huge fan of X-Pac in 99. Very underrated talent. Never got. I don't think he got his due.
Not really a weird time. It was weird and it wasn't. At this point, WWE is totally running away with the ratings at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They had won. They had finally won and then...
They were getting like fives and sixes at this point. It was insane.
It's crazy.
Now they're getting like ones and twos now.
Okay, so to build up to Taker versus Rock, Stone Cold wins the belt at WrestleMania.
Correct.
Right? And then, of course, the ministry, corporate, whatever it is, they fucking screw Austin with a quick count. Taker wins the title.
Yep.
And then Vince was behind the whole thing the whole time with Stephanie getting jacked up and all that other stuff. And then Linda steps in, takes the CEO role, Kate, you know, on storyline, and then gives Austin the fucking the shirt and tie.
Yep.
Which is pretty funny, actually.
Wait, him going to the director's board and firing everybody? He's like, you're fired just because you look stupid.
You know, Matt Squires has a point. What? The X-Factor is now a default diva finisher.
It is. Doesn't Nikki Bella use it? Yeah. Or Brie Bella?
Doesn't Sasha Banks use it? Bailey, one of them use it too?
No, Sasha Banks uses the crossface.
The crossface, right. Okay. Pac was awesome.
Yeah. I like Pac. He was good. I mean, for a guy his size, he did really well.
I mean, everybody forgets that he was there since the early 90s.
Yeah, because he beat Razor Ramon his first match.
You know.
Yeah, that sweet
mullet. And he was tag team champion, like I said, with Sparky Plug.
His guy, he won the tag titles. He won the European title. He won.
Was he IC champ?
Never. That's the only time I think he should have won that belt at least once.
And then he was WCW, right? Cruiserweight champ?
And WWF Cruiserweight champion. And he was also the light heavyweight champion for WWF.
Oh.
He won a lot of belts, dude.
Yeah.
He was decorated out. And he's also X Division champion, too.
He's also a fucking Hall of Famer now.
Yeah. God bless him.
A lot of guys hit rock bottom, though, because in the 90s, because
there were so many stars.
There were so many people, and then it just became a thing where guys weren't getting a push anymore, and then they would fall into fucking obscurity, and then they do drugs and drink.
I feel like the reason Pac was hitting rock bottom was because, like you said, he was doing drugs. And also, I think like by 99 into 2000, they were in this transition period of kind of like doing away with the Attitude Era a little bit and kind of moving on to a different different focus of the show, like which was The Rock and Triple H.
Yeah.
Anyways, now this match was fucking good.
Yeah, so like I said, so this sets up the Rock versus Taker. This is the corporate ministry thing and whatever. But, you know, this was kind of to get the focus away from Austin for a minute.
Yep.
And to start giving Rock his upcoming what do you call that? The what's the word I wanted?
Comeuppance?
Comeuppance, yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I may not be American, but I know my shit sometimes.
Yeah, no, this is probably the best match of the night.
I think it was the best match of the night, absolutely.
And if my screen unfreezes.
And I hated The Undertaker, and I thought this match was good.
Sugar Shane says X-Pac and D-Lo were the best European champs.
I disagree.
Yeah?
William Regal was. Remember when the Al Snow was European champion? And he came out with the different gimmicks from all the other countries and all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he came out dressed up as Greece? It was funny. But, yeah, it was definitely a good pinwheel of death.
I fucking hate this computer. I'm going to smash it.
I hate it, too.
I'm going to fucking smash it. Anyway, Taker versus The Rock.
Yep.
Good match.
Very good match. I like the beginning spot. Where the ref gets fucking knocked down by Taker when Mike Chioda turns his back. And all of a sudden, there's like a little couple punches thrown here and there. And all of a sudden, fucking The Rock nails the Rock Bottom at the very beginning of the match. You're like, yeah! When I first saw that spot, I was like, yes, that's it! Fucking ref was down. I totally forgot the ref was down at that point. And then Earl Hebner comes in. He tries to hit the two count. Fucking Paul Bearer pulls him out, and Paul Bearer knocks Earl Hebner right down on his ass. It was, it was my favorite spot of the whole match?
Well, Triple H comes in.
Yeah, the interviewer.
Yeah.
But prior to that, do you remember that DDT that Undertaker did on The Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit! What a DDT.
Nick German's back.
Is he really?
I didn't know he left.
I thought he
was still there. No, you knew he was in. I said before.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Duh. So Triple H comes in, plants, hits Rock with a pedigree.
What a shitty pedigree, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what these guys used to do back in the late 90s? They used to like drop their knees down so they wouldn't like smash their fucking faces in the mat. And then I think as the years progressed, they were like, I think Triple H was like, dude, it's not going to hurt you.
So Triple H comes in, hits the chopper says pedigree. Rock kicks out of it though.
And then Taker comes back and hits the tombstone.
Right.
And that's it for the 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. 19 minutes, 10 seconds.
Good.
Possibly their best match ever.
No.
It's not. No?
No way. I've seen better. If you watch Undertaker in 2002 as Booger Red, as the American
against match, The Rock?
Or The Rock, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That match is better?
That match is way better. You know what? It was a triple threat. It was Rock, Kurt Angle, and Undertaker as the Undisputed Champion in 2002. That match was fantastic.
Okay.
You got to check that out, man.
All right, I'll do it.
Vengeance 2002.
All right, your next match. Well, backstage, Vince McMahon is arguing with Shawn Michaels about Vince's potential partner.
Fuck him.
King of the Ring Finals. Not a bad match. Mr. Ass versus X-Pac. Now, X-Pac at this point is injured. Kayfabe.
And Mr. Ass is working on that neck.
Yep, he told him. He's like, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to work on this neck. And you call me King Ass.
Okay.
Call you King Ass. X-Pac survives the Famouser, hits the X-Factor for the near fall. They battle to the top. X-Pac gets knocked off. As he tried getting back up, though, Billy Gunn hit a leaping Famouser.
Which was really nice.
Very on point.
Very athletic.
Very, very on point for the win at 5 minutes and 33. People say that Billy Gunn was the worst King of the Ring than Mabel.
No, Mabel's the worst.
Mabel is the worst, in my opinion.
Okay, Mr. Ass as King of the Ring was really, really well done. I just think they should have had a coronation. That's it.
So are you dissatisfied with the pay-per-view because of that reason?
No, I'm dissatisfied because some of the matches were fucking duds. I didn't like the match with him and Shamrock.
You felt like all the matches were rushed.
Yeah, very rushed, dude. Okay. Why?
The only match
that wasn't rushed was the fucking WWE title match.
I mean, it's Vince Russo. I mean, I kind of knew coming into this, I knew what I was going to get. I was hoping to, I didn't watch it in 20 years.
And you want to know that spot with Kane and Undertaker, the whole choke spot in the match? I felt like they were doing that because they had rushed through the match too fast because they were just trying to kill time.
All right, ladder match, which should have been flipped.
Yeah, it should have been.
Yeah, Rock and Taker should have headlined, but yes. Of course this is the Mr. McMahon era. So
in Austin, so
right. So we see Vince trying to get Steve Blackman to take Shane's place, and then I mentioned the whole GTV thing
that
happened.
Push that Steve Blackman was getting him at this time.
Listen, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, legendary backers of Steve Blackman. No matter, you can't talk bad about Steve Blackman on this podcast.
No, he's amazing.
Ever. He was one of the best fucking workers ever. Even when he wasn't trying to be funny, he was funny and talented.
Head cheese.
Head cheese was awesome. All right. So Austin is demolishing the McMahons.
Oh, destroying.
Like, I mean, Shane can take a beating. First of all the McMahons can bump.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, Vince, even Stephanie took a good bump once in a while. The McMahons know how to bump. God bless them. So McMahon, so Austin's beating him up. He puts Shane to a table with an elbow off the ladder. Austin continues the beating. The McMahon's getting the opening here and there. There was a funny spot where Vince tried to use his hands to boost Shane up to get the briefcase.
Yeah.
Austin gets, you know, as Austin got near winning, the briefcase was magically raised out of reach.
It was actually really funny.
Austin and Vince battle up to the top of the ladder. Shane knocks them down. He climbed up to retrieve the briefcase for himself at 1711. From a structural standpoint, it was well done. Of course, then Austin gives him the ass kicking the fans want. And, of course, none of this matters because the briefcase never officially explained anything. Austin would win the WWF title the next night on Raw. And Vince would be out of power by the next pay-per-view.
Correct.
So, we got some. Here we go.
Oh, Massa!
Wait a minute. Head cheese. Steve Blackman was dope. Not Linda. Well, yeah, not Linda. Yeah, you're right, Double A. Just Linda didn't take a good bump. We want Screwface. I can't find that, Rob. I couldn't find Screwface. And I'll have your Muda drop next week because I didn't see it. But you can get this, though, Rob.
Yogi! Yogi!
And that one. Doing
flips and shit. This is for Pastor Sadell and the St. Louis Blues.
Jesus!
Yeah, so Choppy didn't like the pay-per-view. I liked it. It was a bit rushed. The matches were a bit rushed.
I mean, like, even this website's giving it a 1.5 out of 10.
I have from the whatculture.com the 10 fascinating facts.
Please do.
I have, let's see what's going on. Punishment Margasa. Wow. Greetings from Vegas.
By the way, Damian Priest? Really?
You see his,
Really?
Rob said, greetings from Vegas. I missed Double or Nothing by 2 weeks. I can still see Dustin's blood. Ring that bell. Punishment Margasa.
What a...
That might be a Halloween costume this year. Ugh. You should go as Punishment Martinez. Doing flips and shit.
I should go in as Diarrhea Dog Shit if I could.
Here is your winner. Diarrhea dog shit. All right. 10 fascinating facts about the 1999 King of the Ring.
Please do.
Number 10. Only one qualifying match lasted more than 3 minutes.
Yep.
We knew that already. Next, let's see if my computer cooperates. Number 9, WWE tried to misdirect fans and make it look like Big Show was winning.
Yeah.
Yep.
I couldn't tell who was the heel in that match.
Nobody could. It was 1999.
It's true.
Everybody was fucking...
Everyone was gray.
Everybody was tweeners.
Everyone was gray and gay.
The overall show had 15 matches.
It did.
But they accelerated the product like everything was rushed.
Yeah.
Right? So, boy. Let's see here. Number 7, Sean Stasiak defeated a future star in the dark match.
Oh, with some Kurt Angle?
Yeah. Stasiak portrayed the dead-end character Meat.
Meat.
He took part in a untelevised match. The man would go on the ring, win 2000 King of the Ring, which is
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
I called it.
Right. So that was pretty interesting. I forgot about that. Number 6, a miscue resulted in a laughable sequence in the Big Show Kane match.
Thank you. I knew I was right.
Right. Perhaps the worst match overall of this putrid show was the quarterfinal match pitting the resident behemoths, Kane and Big Show. Out of their 652,493 matches against each other, this is either the worst or second worst, depending on how you feel about Backlash 2006. The biggest reason for the match's failure was because Kane held Big Show in a chokehold for an eternity, far longer than the time needed for the show to have asphyxiated and died on the canvas. Apparently, Show was waiting for some sort of cue from the referee or a timekeeper to rise up out of the move to fight Kane off. Either the cue was never issued, or Show didn't see it or hear it because the match just completely fell apart 2 or 3 minutes in, Kane clasping on his neck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chop, are you putting Damian Priest over? No.
Who?
Damian Priest.
No, God, no. What a terrible gimmick.
Number five, the Billy Gunn Shamrock finish was inspired by a previous Shamrock match.
With Owen Hart, maybe?
No, from a match with Vader from FMW back in Japan.
Oh.
At one point, Vader powerbombed Shamrock with such force, Shamrock began coughing up real blood from an internal rupture.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I know that?
Did I know that either.
Well, that's because Vader was fucking nasty.
He was a bit sloppy at times.
Yeah, China became the first woman to have a WWE pay-per-view singles match to go longer than 10 minutes.
At that time, it went 6 minutes 29 seconds. It was also the first time the woman had taken part in a singles match in a pay-per-view that lasted more than 10 minutes.
Yep.
Even Alundra Blaze's women's championship match for better for 2 years was capable of a credible match, but couldn't say that because it didn't go that long. So,
number three. It marked the first pay-per-view match for the Hardy Boys.
That's right. After ditching the plaid pants and ex-gamer headbands, Matt and Jeff made themselves over as Moody Mutes with stringy hair and baggy jeans, popular among the lengthy...
You mean the Janko pants?
The lengthy gothic that filled high schools in those days.
Did they wear chokers, too?
Yeah. Yeah. The 1999 King of the Ring provided the siblings with their first pay-per-view match, appropriately against their ideal nemesis, Edge and Christian. 2 nights after the pay-per-view, the Hardys did defeat the Acolytes to become World Tag Team Champions in favor of North Carolina, just 32 miles of their hometown, Cameron.
Correct.
Okay.
They defeated the Acolytes.
Well, we were. Number two, Big Boss Man was supposed to be the briefcase razor.
Razor Ramon?
No, the briefcase razor.
Oh, the guy that raised... Oh, sorry.
All right. One of the most notorious screwy finishes in history took place at the King of the Ring. Austin was doing battle with Vincent Shane when the suspended prize briefcase contained the ownership of the company. The man would snatch it there before owning WWE. Austin had the victory in his grasp till the unseen individual pulled up the briefcase, yanking it out of Austin's reach.
I thought it was funny.
It was never made fully clear who it was, but Big Boss Man was supposed to be one to be revealed to be doing it. It had been stated that if any corporate ministry member interfered, though, Austin would automatically win the match. Boss Man was kicked out of the corporate ministry in an unrelated angle, and a face turn appeared to be imminent. On Raw, the night after the pay-per-view, Boss Man merely rejoined the group after teasing confrontation. So they never really said who did it.
Yeah.
So.
And number one.
King of the Ring's buy rate was greater than two WCW pay-per-views combined.
That's crazy.
The King of the Ring made 430,000 being bought in 430,000 homes, which is the number that McMahon would have sold, possibly non-existent, sold for a few years back, before the WWE Network changed everything. The Great American Bash took 2 weeks before the King, was placed 2 weeks before King of the Ring, and it added being a crappy show. It only made 185 buy rate. The Bash at the Beach only did 175 buy rate.
Wow.
Yes, Pat Stelly, one director. In all, two WCW shows combined for 360,000, Bash the Beach, and even a crappier show with 175,000.
There you go, my friends. King of the Ring 1999. Fun facts.
I tell you, man. Weird, though. You know? Weird.
It is what it is, you know? You can't really, you know.
Yeah.
99 was a really, really innovative year, I want to say. They tried to do different stuff all the time. Hence why Russo left to go to WCW.
Yeah.
And fucked up that company pretty bad.
Yeah.
Ooh, good song.
I tell you, though, I liked it.
What, 99?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good year.
Pastor Joe, I love you guys, said Boss Man the next night. That's true. That's true. This is bullshit here. I don't want this. No.
No, skip.
I want to skip that. All right. Anyway. Anything else? You didn't like the pay-per-view. I liked it.
It was all right.
Give me a Meltzer rating.
I give this pay-per-view, like, a 5.
That's a 5. It's perfect.
Out of 10.
out of 10. I was going to go out of 5. I'll say 3 out of 5. 2 out of 2
okay,
and a half.
So I'll say 2 and a half out of 5.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3. 3 and a half. Maybe, no, I'm going to go 3 and a half. Okay. I'll go just for, you know.
It was really not that good.
The Hardy Boys saved it. Billy Gunn winning King of the Ring saved it for me. And Taker Rock.
Yeah,
Taker Rock was pretty good. And I'm not a Taker fan at all, but that was a good fucking match.
Can I say, you know who else did a nice DDT? The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
That, oof.
Because The Rock leaned into his shit.
Like, he
he made it look really fucking good.
The Rock had a nice DDT.
He had a really nice fucking DDT.
You know what? Who had a nice pile driver? It was Triple H, man.
Oh, yeah.
You ever seen his match? You remember his Iron Man match with The Rock in 2000?
Of course. Ooh. Yeah, man.
That match doesn't get talked about a lot. I don't know why. It's a really good Iron Man match.
For some reason, you pull out a lot of obscure matches from this time.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not being...
You know, that's not a knock on me.
Not a knock on you. Yeah. I feel like there's... A lot more. There was a lot more better matches not on pay per view.
Yeah, there is. Like
from this time.
Like even 2000, the match with Jericho and Triple H on Raw for the WWF title.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, the Last Man Standing with Jericho and Triple H at Fully Loaded. Well, because Triple H was already out of the title picture and The Rock was going.
That was a pay per view though.
Yeah, but they don't talk about that pay per view a lot.
Oh no.
The Rock versus Chris Benoit for the title.
That was on Raw, wasn't it?
No, Fully Loaded 2000.
Fully Loaded 2000.
Shane McMahon was Chris Benoit's manager.
Yes,
match was fantastic.
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
There's a lot of good stuff out there. The Hardy Boys also had really good matches with the Dudleys and Edge and Christian, obviously. That was the big feud in 2000. There's a lot of good fucking matches in that year. Yeah. I remember the Triple Ladder match.
From
WCW.
'99,
from 2000.
Yeah, you're on 2000, man. We gotta finish '99 first.
But I'm still just
we got 6 more months, buddy.
Fuck you, and your 6 months. Oh, you know what was a really good match? Benoit and Bret Hart in WCW for the Owen Hart tribute match. That was good.
They used to have huge matches on Raw back in the day. Massive title changes. What's up, Mario? Can't join the showroom, but I'm busy moving homes and cleaning. All right, man. Take family first, brother.
Do your shit.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all you guys, man. Happy Father's Day to you, you two-time dad.
Yeah, thanks, man. Happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, man. I don't see Mikey on Father's Day, but he knows I love him. I told him last night. We had a little cake last night. What kind of cake
did you guys have?
Nothing you like.
Tell me.
No, we had cannoli cake.
Oh, my fucking God. What is wrong with you fucking guineas?
Michael didn't even eat his own cake. He had red velvet.
Good for him. Oh, God. Red velvet. That's right.
But red velvet's got cream cheese.
What the fuck is wrong with you guineas? Oh, my God. God, you call me a fucking gypsy, but you're a fucking guineas. My God, eat that shitty-ass fucking cake.
You know, you keep trying to get me to go to Portugal, and I want to go. But I'm afraid to now because.
Well, fuck you!
Because there's no. You guys don't even eat dessert over there.
Listen, Portugal's the size of New Jersey. It's really not that big.
Yeah, but you guys don't even eat dessert.
Yes, we do.
What are we going to do for dessert in Portugal? And he can't even answer.
You're going to laugh at this.
He's like, my dad's got a condo. We're off the water. We're going to have a great time. And I'm all excited. I'm like, let's go next summer. But then I'm worried because we're going to go out to eat. What do we do for dessert? Nothing.
Fuck your hand, dude. We have an excellent grilled cheese sandwich over there.
That's not a... Motherfucker, that's not a dessert, man.
Okay. There's a really
good... Calling Mr. Cyst. Mr. Racist.
Calling Mr. Cyst. Calling Mr. Love it. So, there's a dessert that we have. It sounds nasty when you translate it. It's called camel saliva. It's not camel saliva.
Obviously.
It's basically, instead of chocolate mousse, it's caramel.
That's fantastic.
Dude.
But they call it...
But it's called, in Portuguese it says, it's Baba the Camilo, which is
camel. Baba the Camilo?
Camilo.
Oh, Baba the Camilo.
Which is camel saliva. It's
camel saliva. So Chompy should go on vacation in a DR. Holy shit, that's fucked up, Nick.
In Dominican. Wait, you just said Chompy should go on vacation in Dominican.
Inside
of a Dominican.
No, in the Dominican.
Okay.
Choppy has his fried rice birthday cake. Wow. You know what, Shaylin? I might buy myself a fudgy the whale cake for Father's Day. Well, I'm going to be grilling in the backyard.
That's disgusting.
You like fudge?
No, I like good cake.
You like ice cream cake? I thought you liked ice cream cake.
I like praline. Pralines are good.
Yeah, we had praline. I bought you a praline cake like a year or two ago.
Thank God.
You like Cookie Puss?
It's alright.
Bro. It's okay. Bro.
Bro.
For my birthday this year, we're getting fucking Cookie Puss. With extra crunchies, mofo. Extra fucking crunchies on my birthday cake. To celebrate my half-death birthday.
God, you're such a fucking morbid pessimist.
No, not anymore.
Okay, good.
Oh, man. Anyway.
Anyway, Jet, huh?
I could sell my fucking brain all day.
It's a good song.
It is a good song.
It's a one-hit wonder for these guys.
100%. 100%. All right, so next week we're going to have the big anniversary show announcement.
Yes.
Of the what throwback we're doing and the date. I had to work all that out with the boys this week.
Yes.
So everybody can be around. Certain people won't be here certain days. It's weird because vacation times, you know, people doing shit, you know.
You look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Senor Sis, that's right. Senor Sis, I love it. Yeah, she calls Augie Mr. Fresh. So Augie's new alter ego is Senor Fresco.
Wow. Choppy has a dessert palette of the Golden Girls. Well, the Golden Girls like cheesecake. That's not my palette.
Dude,
I don't get that one.
I'm excited about going to Portugal. I'm just not excited about eating fucking no dessert.
We have a grilled cheese sandwich over there.
Breakfast and lunch are covered, bro. Dinner's covered. Get me dessert, son.
Actually, breakfast, it's just...
Is what?
It's just bread with butter and coffee.
That's a Puerto Rican breakfast, too, though, dude.
There's no... We don't have eggs and bacon for breakfast.
I figured that.
You know what we should do? Me and you should open up a bagel shop in Portugal.
That'd be dope.
They don't know what bagels are over there.
We'd be fucking millionaires.
We would.
I love it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
TerminalThrowbacks.com.
We gotta bring a Jewish guy with us, though.
Ring the bell. TerminalThrowbacks.com, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, ProWrestlingTees.com/TerminalThrowbacks. Buy a shirt. Buy a Mook Tank shirt.
You know what? I'm gonna create a new phrase so that way we can get more designs done.
Yes. Sounds like a you problem. I want that shirt.
Sounds like a you problem.
That's what I'm saying. Or I've been to Portugal.
Or just get a shirt.
Boulevard.
God.
Yeah, baby. That's funny shit.
This is my dessert.
Takis.
Takis are amazing.
Those things are fucking nasty. I tried. Mike used to eat them all the time.
These are great.
He likes the Fuego ones. Fuego.
They'll make your asshole hurt the next morning.
Yeah. Our Puerto Rican diets consist of Best Western menu. Ooh, ring that bell.
Wow.
Don't bother dialing. Matt Squires is off the hook tonight.
Squires is crazy. He's definitely like butter. He's on a roll.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We're live on Rantium Radio every week, 9 o'clock. Be there or be square. We'll see you guys next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. And I think that's it, right?
That's it, homie.
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Peace.